You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Tuesday at the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors meeting, Calaveras County Public Health Officer Dr. Dean Kaleda delivered remarks. Here are edited portions of his presentation.
Good morning. This is Dr. Kaleda, the County Health Local Health Officer, with an update on COVID-19 in our community. COVID-19 cases continue to steadily rise in Calaveras County. That tends to be the new normal now over the last month. Several new developments have occurred locally since we met last. And if those trends continue, then I'm concerned that there may be impaction of the medical care system and potential mortality in our community. And I'll go through why I say that. Calaveras has not been placed on the county monitoring list maintained by the state. On July 25th, the state experienced a failure of the main server in the primary computerized database known as CalReady. This is the electronic disease surveillance and reporting system overseen by the California Department of Public Health. The system's responsible for tracking and reporting COVID-19 cases, and reporting those test results back to local health departments for contact tracing and proper management. So for 5 days between July 31st and August 4th, one of the biggest labs in California that's called Quest Diagnostics was unable to report lab data into that system. This resulted in an extensive backlog of between 250,000 and 300 tests. Quest is the commercial lab that processes coronavirus testing done at our local OptumServe test site at the Calaveras County Fairgrounds, so it does impact us. It turns out that CalReady wasn't ready. The system's been fixed over the weekend, and now the backlog in tests are coming into local health departments, including ours, for proper investigation and contact tracing. So the risk to the health of Calaveras residents isn't fully determined right now. Our public health department epidemiology staff is processing this data dump that we received yesterday to better understand the impacts. We were initially encouraged that our local case rates were flattening off a little bit or plateauing during this interval, but I predict now a larger number of new local cases is going to be reported by the end of the day today. These updated figures will be released in our Thursday afternoon press release. On July 31st, an elderly female resident of Avalon Nursing Home in San Andreas was identified as a positive case of COVID-19. This resident was identified through testing that was done in the facility after an asymptomatic staff member who was working in the facility was identified through the screening program that's in place on July 21st. And one additional case of infection was identified in an Avalon resident on August 7th. After an ill resident required admission to a hospital and admission to an intensive care unit and was diagnosed with COVID-19 infection. So we've had two cases identified in Avalon Skilled Nursing Center here in San Andreas. So far, no additional cases have been detected in any other residents or staff. There is a surveillance system for testing of all staff that happens on a routine basis. And the nursing home has increased infection prevention efforts to the maximum capacity. But very close surveillance of the care home will continue and is a source of concern, as I've discussed previously. Due to the delays made worse by the delay in getting disease reports timely from CalReady, the state suspended putting counties on or taking counties off of the state county monitoring list. As I touched on, Calaveras isn't on the monitoring list. We'll have to see what the data looks like in the next week to know better if we're how we are positioned in terms of our rates of disease, testing numbers, hospital and ICU capacity. I meet with Mark Twain Medical Center representatives on a weekly basis to assess hospital, ICU, ventilator, and personal protective equipment needs, PPE needs, for the medical care system and the healthcare providers in our community. Amador County is seeing a significant surge in cases in the past 2 weeks, primarily driven by an outbreak of coronavirus at Kit Carson Skilled Nursing Facility in Jackson. because Calaveras residents cross into neighboring jurisdictions such as Amador, San Joaquin, Sacramento, Stanislaus County for many essential activities. Increased rates of disease in our neighbors is something we need to be conscious of as well and continue to monitor. My goal as health officer, as I've said previously, is to keep our residents safe during this pandemic and to avoid falling onto the state county monitoring list. There's ways to do that, and I've touched on these before. They're basic science and they've been proven to be effective. So the best ways to prevent exposure to the virus on the parts of all of us, public, staff, county employees, board of supervisors, council members, is to stay at least 6 feet away from people outside your household. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Wearing a face covering over your nose and mouth when outside around others or even inside around others. Wearing a face covering is an important tool in the fight to keep coronavirus in check. Preventing further infections not only keeps us healthier, it reduces our risk of overwhelming our hospital system. It's critical in preventing us from suffering further business closures and will allow us to reopen all businesses and get our kids back to school.